James Milner is an undoubted Liverpool legend. He will play his last game, because there's no way on earth he doesn't get on, at Southampton on Sunday. I've got Chris Walsh, I've got Neil Docking and Josh Sexton to talk about the James Milner 8 seasons that we've experienced and loved and adored, to be honest with you. I still feel as though the advent of Milner, even now, Neil Docking, makes me just think Liverpool are more likely to win, which is one hell of a trick for a footballer to have. Oh, there's James Milner. Whatever the situation is, things are going to be all right from here. Is a hell of a football and comfort blanket. Is one Liverpool are going to have to do without. And maybe it is one that is, by other circumstances, I'd say not James's decline, because I actually think when he's got on the pitch this season, Neil, I think he's been good. You know, before we do all the wonderful stuff, I actually think all Liverpool's players this season, if there's one who I think will be able to look himself in the mirror and feel like he definitely at least hit par, it's James Milner.
Yeah, it's a bit of a cliche. He's a winner, but he is a winner. You list all the qualities of him, you know, his aggression, his leadership, his stamina, his versatility, all those things. But the first and the biggest for me is always just nous. He's just got endless amounts of nous on the football pitch. He always seems to know the smart thing to do. He seems to be one of those players when he's sat on the bench, he's genuinely watching the game thinking, how will I impact this match of football if I'm involved? And time again, he's been the man Klopp's turned to, whether he wants to hold on to a lead or whether he needs to create a goal. And he just makes smart decisions over and over again, and sometimes just simple and basic decisions. I'll kick the ball into this lad and we'll get a corner.
Yeah.
You know, as simple as that, running it down in the corner. Just, there's very few times, sometimes, he's lacking for a bit of pace, or sometimes you think, oh, if only he had a little bit more ability on the ball. That's not to decry his ability, because he's technically a brilliant footballer, but he never ever lacks for smarts. You never come away thinking, oh, why did you do that? And if you keep making smart, intelligent decisions time after time after time after time in football matches, then you win football matches.